This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does everybody have something in their brain that they think is a cheat code for life? Because there was a Reddit
thread. Yeah.
Like what? What's your cheat code?
This is something that I'm working on. I don't do the best at it.
So we're already putting a disclaimer on it.
Well, so it's important to separate work and personal life. And
Jesus,
our job is very, we share a lot of our personal life at work. But I don't want to take that home. So if I have like a little coin that I have with me while I'm working, and then I just like leave it in my car, and that's my work. I don't bring it inside. That's my like
Does that
little
work?
I'll let you know.
When did you start to say like the first day of it?
Literally,
shut
yes.
Up. You can't. Yes, we're yes, talking about cheat codes that work. Like
well,
I want.
Okay. Maybe.
So she found a coin in the parking lot.
Aaron,
it's a good one.
Like,
right?
No, it, like
it's
good. I thought,
I know, I like it.
It's brilliant, and I just wanted to hear.
Well, like you can try it too.
No, but the whole point, what I was thinking we would do is have people call with their cheat codes that actually tried, true, tested, real. And you're like, I think if I just have this coin represent work, but like you haven't done it yet. Did you read that somewhere?
No.
So you just made that up?
No.
I like it because it's a physical, you're actually like leaving the work, you're telling yourself.
And you're putting in like the actual intention of I am leaving this here.
What happens if you make it inside and then you reach in your pocket? You're like, oh crap! Are you just gonna fling it out the front door? Like,
no, go take it to where it belongs.
You're just gonna take it back and go. Okay, this stays in my car.
Yeah, wherever. Have a designated space for it.
I don't hate that.
Thank you.
I just wish you had results for it.
I'm so sorry.
My cheat code. It's not a cheat code. It. Well, I mean, I stole it from a book.
Okay.
But habit stacking is everything. The cheat code for life is. Stack a habit. So
what does that mean?
What do you want to do? You want to start doing air squats every day? Is there something where you're like, man, I wish I just worked out every day?
I'm trying to work on my flexibility and stretching.
Okay, there you go. What do you do? I guarantee you, I don't know if you make your bed every day. Do you make your bed every
day?
Okay, do you make your bed at the exact same time?
Yeah.
So take something you already do every single day, no matter what,
mm-hmm.
and just stack a habit on it. So it's like, if you go, I want to do 100 air squats, but I'm not sure where I'm going to fit them in my day, fit them right after you do your bed, or right after you brush your teeth, or right after you just, like the cheat code for my life is I've just stacked everything on something I know I'm going to do.
Which I get, but do you get to the point of like, your life every day is just the same routine over and over?
That's the point.
But that can get bad, no?
No, if they're healthy stacks.
It would get bad for me, I feel like.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I have that, like, I have to do that thing, that OCD.
That's exactly what you
or
want.
Or, like, is...
That's what you want. But,
there's movies where it's bad.
Like what?
I can't list them. I don't know what they are. But, like, I'm picturing you're waking up at exactly 7:03. You're doing it. Like,
no.
When it becomes to that point, no, isn't that
I don't
bad?
Think it has to be about that. But it's like, if you want this to be part of your daily routine, like, I... take a certain number of vitamins and stuff. And I'm like, but I want to take it with salt. So I just have this thing that I stack in. It's like, I brush my teeth while I'm like, I make my bed. I brush my teeth. I do this. And then I walk downstairs. I make my salt water. I put all the vitamins down and you're just like, duh, 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 before. Cause I used to just come down and like go, well, I'm going to start prepping the show and I'll remember my vitamins eventually. And then you don't. You never circle back. So it's like, if this, then that, then that, then this, then this, then that. And it like before, and like if you crave brushing your teeth, if you really want to brush your teeth, do the thing that you don't want to do before it, like your air squats or 100 push-ups. I know you were doing like push-ups every day. Mm-hmm. It's like, I hate the way my mouth tastes in the morning, but I won't let myself brush my teeth till I get my push-ups done.
Okay.
You can stack the habit after or before.
Interesting.
Something that you're definitely going to do every single day.
Okay. I like it.
I've done mine and it works. I don't have some magic coin that I found in the book.
It's not magic.
It will be magic if it actually works.
Yes.
I will say this. If you can leave the cesspool of audacity
on
that coin in your car every day. I just want a picture
your
from
your car.
Yeah.
Just all night. It's just like doing in there.
Burning. Just, all right. So if you've got some sort of cheat code to life, I mean, this is kind of feel goody, so it's weird for us. If you got a cheat code that's kind of got the dark side, that'll probably help you. But like, we want to know your life cheat code. 303-222-5423. That's the text line. That's the phone number. That's everything.
I have a couple. I drink a lot of water. That has been like life changing for me.
I recently learned that like alcohol is not the adult drink. The adult drink is water.
It sure is.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other one that really feels like a cheat code is flossing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds stupid, but for a long time I've talked about I didn't go to a dentist. I didn't have insurance and all that stuff. I took years off and I went back and they had to do deep cleaning. I had to go back for a second time for them to finish. My gums are bleeding, all this stuff. And I just decided like, I'm just going to do what they tell me. I'm going to brush, which I was brushing, but I never floss. And now I just get the flossers. That's part of the cheat. The cheat is the flosser sticks, not the string. I like that.
Yep.
And then now I go to the dentist and it's a breeze and they go,
Your cleaning takes like 15 minutes.
Exactly. And they're like, wow, you're looking great. And every time I get to do, you know, you guys tell us to floss if only we'd all listen, huh? And they all laugh. And then he comes in here
and he tells us, and then I want to throat punch him.
And he's got these cute teeth. And
yeah.
It's just floss. It's like they're telling you the truth. They're just, hey, brush your teeth and floss, and the dentist won't suck anymore.
My cheat code for flossing, floss sticks in your car.
I do that too. Yeah. I like it.
When you're just driving down 225 or whatever, it's like,
Mm-hmm.
Like while I'm driving, I'm just flossing. I'm flossing and driving mm-hmm. and flossing.
All right.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Every day I'm flossing. Every day I'm driving.
I'm learning to mind my own business.
All right. If you've got a cheat code, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are looking for your cheat codes to life.
Yeah.
I kind of need to throw up right now.
I don't know how to respond to
that. Well, I don't know what's going on with me. Like, I feel like I'm like super achy and I'm kind of shaky or whatever. And I have a Zofran sitting right here. And Aaron's like, this is a weird little adjacency to cheat codes. Because like, basically Aaron's like, put that Zofran under your tongue right now. And TX like, go down to the bathroom and puke. And I'm trying to figure out which one of you has the right cheat code.
Which one's the devil? Which one's the angel?
Because it's like, which is a better thing for me to do
right now? If you got to puke, get it out of you. Get it out. Something's in you that you
don't. I have never been able to make myself barf.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't either. But the fact that you... You said that you burped and you taste Brussels sprouts.
I tasted a meal from yesterday.
That's where I am kind of like more on T-Hack's side. Because
didn't
like,
even eat Brussels sprouts that meal.
Where it's like something is not well in there.
Correct.
And it's just sitting. So get it out. Like get those toxins out.
Yep. Just touch that little thing. It's just begging for you.
The uvula?
What is your cheat code for barfing? Is that what you do? You try to touch it?
I do it. Yeah. If I have to.
Do you use it? Do you use something or do you just use your hand?
No, just my hand.
Oh my God.
My fingers are dirty. Enough that's usually grosses me out. It gets me going pretty
I've
fast.
Never done that
I don't know
ever.
How to tell you guys
sometimes
this.
You have to. It's like I'm not making light of any other like so like making yourself. It just sometimes you have to get it
so
out of you.
We're gonna I've knocked most of the
let
people,
me do it. Get over here.
Let me just say this. All the people who were on hold have now hung up.
Okay.
Because they don't want to talk to the barfer. Cecil still wants to talk to me. Cecil,
I'm here.
Yeah. We're here. What's your cheat code?
So my cheat code is anything you do in life, whether it's with people, traffic, anything, expect disappointment, and you will not be disappointed.
That's brilliant.
It is,
because if you expect disappointment and
you'll never
get
be let down.
You got what you expected. Mm-hmm.
But I hate that because I have high standards. No, I don't. Oh, I'm lying. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, positive. Internally, I'm very positive, and I always have a great outlook. But then if I go out into the world, I'm like, well, traffic's going to suck today, and it's not that bad. If I go out there and people give me the bare minimum, I'm like, well, that was great. It's better than what it could have been.
Okay.
I like that.
I love that, Cecil. Just as long as we have you here, should I make myself barf?
Or should he take a Zofran?
Should I take a Zofran? Which would you do? If you didn't feel well right now, would you go make yourself barf or would you just try to ride it out?
Well, it depends what made me feel bad. If it was because I was drinking, I would go barf. But if it was, right. Then I would fight it with medicine.
Okay.
He's a smart man.
Yeah, he
Thank
is.
You, Cecil.
Very well measured.
But so,
you think he was expecting to be disappointed by talking to us?
Well, he wasn't. So
yeah,
we let him up.
Nice.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It is time. Once again, I don't know why I'm putting the preamble on it, but I just want. I don't want to just start with the song. You know,
there was a time where I requested it. That way, everyone could get their cameras ready or whatever.
Yeah. So, are we ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
See how I timed that today? Did you feel that? It went kung kung and then already the thing was gone. You guys feeling
good.
That?
Yeah.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Welcome.
Music news today. Ed Sheeran was became famous for busking. If you haven't seen the videos of him as like a child busking.
He did?
Oh my god, and he was terrible.
Didn't he have a stutter?
I think so.
I thought Ed cured
That's not
his
why
stutter.
He sucked, for
no,
the
no,
record.
No, but he cured his stutter by like learning Eminem.
Oh, that's
like, he
right.
He learned
yeah,
to
yeah.
just rap at warp speed.
Yeah, exactly. No, but exactly he was very right. tone deaf.
Oh, really?
Like, he was bad. But anyways, he was just doing like a little spontaneous street performance in India, but he didn't have the right permits. Oh. So the police shut it down.
Oh, boy.
Like, it was a scene. It was very embarrassing.
Yeah, Ed, you're a little too big to busk.
But that's what he does.
No, but you're too big to busk. You can't. It's like when the Beatles went on the roof. You can't do that.
That was dope.
I know, but you can't do that. They didn't get to play very long because they're too big to busk.
They've played a few songs.
Okay. Well, sorry, Ed.
Yeah.
You're too big to busk.
Shut it down.
I just want to just keep saying you're too big to busk. I want to, by the way, I've trademarked that. No one else can say it.
Too big to busk.
I just said I trademarked it.
Sorry.
You owe him like 11 cents.
Yeah. All right.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah.
A Slacker Show exclusive.
Ooh.
Wine before beer, you're in the clear. Wine before liquor, never sicker. Either way, it's not true. The order that you drink your alcohol in has nothing to do with your hangover the
Who
next
says?
Day.
That's not true.
Scientists.
That's not true.
So I don't know if it has anything to do with the hangover, but it was also, I thought it was like.
The Hangover the movie?
No. Just
do you know I just watched that movie? I finally just watched it all the way
it's
through.
It's pretty good.
For the first time?
Yeah, because I started to watch it right after it came out when everybody told me it was the funniest thing ever and I didn't think it was funny, so I turned it off.
Oh.
And now I watch it all the way through. It's good.
No, Sorry. But like you want to drink like hard liquor first and then beer, because if you drink beer first, all the bubbles, like it's something
are
with that.
The, are the base.
Yeah, and so
liquor
that's
before
when you get...
beer, never fear. Beer before liquor, never sicker.
That's interesting.
See, I was you're in the clear.
Yeah, same.
Liquor before beer, you're in the clear is what I've
liquor
always
before
heard.
Before beer, you're...
In
Never
the clear.
Fear.
Okay.
Well, interesting arguments, everyone, but the scientists say...
No, it's all about the rhyme, T-Hack. Beer before liquor, never sicker.
It says no matter... If you drink too much, you're likely to feel sick the next
Facts,
morning.
Facts, but I That's... feel like... I'm not a big fan of combining... Just because of what you said, Aaron. It's the bubbles.
Yeah.
And there's also something about Sunday fun day. Like, if you've done a bunch of mimosas, you've got to just cool it.
Yeah.
Just stop. Mm. But then you're like, let's go to a brewery. Don't.
Don't do it.
Go home.
No, but you're in the clear because then the beer.
You just said it's
No, but you just drank like 14 loaves of bread. Like
you did. So just go home. Sleep it off.
I ate a few
Figure
too.
It out on Monday.
Good evening.
Good evening.
More music news. I figured I'd have a theme today.
Feels like the MTV, like, only me? You guys remember the MTV, like,
I don't, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Anyways, so we all saw Chapel Rowan had her Grammy speech.
Yeah, we sure
calling
did.
People out. Okay. She called out the entertainment industry, basically, and record labels specifically, saying, you guys do not pay a livable wage to rising artists. We need to do something to help them. And she was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to donate $25,000. Noah Kahn saw that and said, you know what? I'll match you. I'll donate $25,000. Charlie XCX saw it and said, I'm going to donate $25,000. So I'm really excited to see like what's going to come out of this.
$25,000 is nada.
To me, it's a lot.
No, to you, it's a lot. But it's like, and if we're like talking about all the starving artists out there, we've got $75,000 right now to toss around. Like, that is,
that's a lot
that
to
is
me.
Not a lot of money. But they're not going to give it to one artist. So no, it's like, but like, to spread that out
it's
amongst.
It's cool that there is, that we are seeing change.
I like that too, but do you think it like Taylor's like, oh, I'll do $25,000.
Yeah. I know.
Like, let me get in now while the
I
number's
thought
low.
When you got to like Charlie XCX or somebody, she's gonna be like, well, I'll drop a dime on it. I'll drop $100, like or whatever. If it's like, no, they're all just doing $25.
They're all
could
rushing.
You do $25 right
no,
now?
No, but I'm not Chapel Rowan, or is that? Did I say it right?
Chapel Rowan.
Rowan. Rowan? Yeah. See. Yeah. Pfft. Nope. Chapel I couldn't Rowan. Even do $25.
Chapel
but,
Rowan.
Like,
you're making me second guess myself. Chapel Rowan.
I'll do $25.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In a Slacker Show exclusive, we dive into the numbers of this new study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. I read the whole thing, so you don't have to.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
This might be one of my first nopes in a long time.
So there's often been this stereotype that women talk more than men. And this journal decided to figure out how many words do women say per day on average, do men say on day per average.
So we're just following people around with a clicker?
Exactly. Counting the words. So,
okay.
So overall, they found that there were no major differences amongst the genders in words spoken.
Okay.
Except for adults aged 25 to 65, which is kind of everybody. Isn't that everybody?
Yeah, that's just, yes.
That's like the main
that's people.
People. So, okay, people under 25, no difference. Over 65, no difference. 25 to 65, women spoke about 3,000 more words per day.
Yes, of course.
I agree. So they're trying to claim what? Something that
does
I don't...
Do you have...
The guys are talking. What? Keep going.
I am going to throat punch you.
They're
I was
to
going. No, I was gonna ask. Does it have a total number of words per day?
They do. Yeah, women speak 21,845 versus 18,570. So about 3,000 difference there. But that's a big range. 25 to 65. That's too.
Yeah, let her have her space.
Okay.
I don't even want it anymore.
The Slacker Show afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Dudes.
I don't know how to help you.
You guys, do you do this?
Can we call him? Can we?
Who, the governor?
It's me, Mario. We got to call Mario.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Tiak convinced me, and so did Carson from the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
He's remarkably passionate about ordering your groceries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time.
He cornered me like at the Alice in Winterland concert. I'm like, we're at a concert. And he's like, you gotta order groceries. And he's like, you gotta get this app. You gotta do. Yeah.
Even like, his wife was trying to pull him away like, about like, it's enough about the groceries.
It's a show. What are we doing? So you love it, right, Hack?
Like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Carson convinced me.
But so maybe I screwed it up. I have Instacart doing it.
Ooh.
It's a dice roll.
Okay, so I made a whole list. And I even let them do produce. Do you guys let them do produce?
No. I don't let Instacart do any of it.
But like, if
they're
let's
not
pretend
trained,
you're
right.
using the Kroger app or the Safeway app or the Trader. I don't care what app it is. I don't care. But like, nowhere was I able to say, like, I want my bananas to be a little green, no brown.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I thought you could do that. I thought you could say, I want my tomatoes soft but supple, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want you to just go grab a pineapple. I want it to have some yellow on it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
If you want that, you have to go to the store.
Yeah,
but I thought you could say that. Could you say that on the Kroger app or the Safeway app? Is there one of the apps where you can say?
I don't know, but I don't think so, because I think they're kind of like, look, dude, we're doing it for you.
Look, dude.
Yeah.
So, like, you get what you get.
Okay, so one of the things I get every time is red bird Redbird Farms chicken. Okay?
Okay.
The chicken breasts.
Okay, sure.
But the packs sometimes have two.
Yeah.
And sometimes they have three.
Yeah.
I wanted a three pack. But there was no way to say that. So I just said, do you know what I'm saying?
Because they do they're like, by weight. And so
yeah, so sometimes, and I like it, the three, because then I pound them out and make like, I stuff them with things. So like the two is just huge. They're like just big fat boobs. Uh-huh. And I want like three littler boobs.
Okay.
Enough about Tinder.
Okay. Just listen to me, okay? Mario, since he's been at the store for the last half hour, has not found blueberries.
I mean,
sounds like me trying to find them.
Bro, how do you not find blueberries? He can't find blueberries.
That's sad. I
don't see him in the Little Debbie aisle.
How do I? But you, Aaron, it, like off air is like, you can't have a guy buy your groceries. And I'm like, how do I choose?
You can't. Yeah. That's why I said it's a dice roll. I haven't ordered using any app in like over a year and a half because I'm just going to go to the store and get it.
I agree with her, by the way. I would not want a dude picking it because I know what I would do.
But he's getting paid to buy my stuff.
I think
regardless on if he finds it. Right?
Yeah, I think exactly.
So like as long as he delivers one thing.
No, you guys, okay. He hasn't found the chicken breasts. He hasn't found chicken wings. He hasn't found, pineapple juice.
The whole chicken aisle.
He can't find, you guys, like, this
you
is my
dinner.
You would
have had better luck if I would have gone and done it. How sad is that?
How much for you to leave the show right now? Like, so
I mean, I'll give him the chicken. Like, it might be sold out, honestly, because
Redbird chicken, there's always a pile of it. You can go to any store in Colorado.
I don't know, there's like the bird flu going around or whatever. There was the Super Bowl. Like, chicken might be sold out right now. I don't know. I'll give him that one. But blueberries. Yeah,
the blueberry flu.
I don't know of a single person
he couldn't find Dole pineapple juice.
But
you know, I'm out there on the dating scene. I need my pineapple.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's other people's problems. We abbreviate that with an OPP, and TAC doesn't tell us what it's about till he gets in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Karen today, and she is dealing with a divorce that's not her own.
Hmm. Congratulations.
Okay. Karen?
Yay.
What's going on?
Okay, so my husband's best buddy, Dave, just went through a divorce. He's kind of like a brother, you know, and my husband has kind of been spending time with him, helping to get over it, adjust to the new life. He, you know, Dave's got a new apartment, and I'm thinking, wow, what a great friend my husband is. He's so, you know, he's being very compassionate and patient with him. And at first I was all good with this, you know, because that's what friends are for. But lately, my husband has been over there more and more and kind of slacking at home with some of his responsibilities. And then they're, you know, a couple nights, they're like, we're just going to go get a drink down at the bar. And then another night, it was like, oh, we're going to go to the club because it's this DJ and his other friend is there and yada, yada. And so I'm like, you know, it's not feeling so cool. And it's like they're back in college again. Like they're getting their groove on. They're getting jiggy with it.
Okay, but are you, I mean, you have to be very honest with this if you can. Like, are you just missing him? Or are you slightly suspicious of what's happening? Or are you concerned? Because I've been in a divorce cluster.
Right, right.
It can definitely happen. Like,
what do you mean? Like it?
Like in my neighborhood. It was also COVID.
It's
right?
Like catchy.
It can like be super catchy because once you see one of your friends, like they pull the trigger.
Getting a taste for freedom.
Well, yeah, because then you're also like, I'm not going to be the first one. Like nobody wants to be like, oh, we're a whole group of friends and we party together. And then it's like, those guys are getting, okay, now there's cover.
I see. Yeah. And we're kinda not blowing up the friend group. Somebody else
already
did.
Yeah, it's already started. So now, and we just throw the pin, like, take the pin out of the grenade and like go.
I see.
And there was like five or six couples who all kind of went. So which one of those are you, or is it a combination? Do you miss him?
Or
do you feel like
there's a lot of feelings. Like I have a hair of jealousy.
Okay. Thank you for being honest about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going out with the girls and going to a club or something, which, you know, that's fine once a year or twice a year. But, you know, my husband isn't single. I don't know that he should be running around like a frat boy. And, you know, I do miss him because, you know, we made a plan the other day. And then he called up and he goes, oh, listen, Dave's having a really bad day. He saw, well, I don't want to say her name because then some people could put it together, but
right.
he saw her out at, you know, the grocery, and now he's like going backwards a little. So then he canceled plans with me. So I felt really crummy. And yeah, there's a little part of me that's like, wait a minute, how many young, cute girls are at these clubs and at these outings? And, you know, that the chances that he could maybe cheat might, you know, you can't put.
But you trust him. Don't you trust him?
I do. But if you're
no, you don't.
Sitting there on a diet and there's chocolate cake in front of you for like 10 weeks in a row every day, one day you're going to eat the chocolate cake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great analogy in this room.
Amen.
Let's get some advice rolling in before we ask you more questions. 303-222-5423 is the text line. It's also the phone number. Like, should she make some demands or put some boundaries up? What?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get your hubby back? The thing that I'm thinking right off the bat, like, we've had stories recently about how men just don't have friends. Like,
yeah,
true.
And it's like, Sarah, Karen, you need to realize your husband is a great friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, I mean.
Or okay. Is he using the cover of, well, you know, anything Dave needs, I got to drop whatever responsibility I have to help out my. And also, I don't know your husband. I'm sure you trust him. I don't want to put any thoughts in your head, Karen. But What do we think Dave's trying to do when he's going out to these places?
Yeah, he needs a wingman and he needs somebody to, you know, talk to the other girl maybe. And, you know, yeah, my husband's great and everything. And this was fine for the first 3 weeks, but now it's like turning into more and more weeks. And, enough is enough. Like, it's like my husband's sort of giving a test run to being single again. No. And I don't know if I'm really digging it.
It's just he's choosing the bromance over the actual romance.
But
and
can
like,
I just say, you guys,
what?
And I'm not trying to be rude to anybody in this room, either of you or Karen. I've done the divorce thing. And even though I came in and did shows and I was like, it's much harder than I made it look. And you're very, if you were like attached to your mate,
You're
effing lonely, man.
Yeah.
And it's like if your husband is the guy for him, then he's doing an amazing service for this guy. I fortunately could lean on my buddy Chad, my buddy Ben, my buddy Josh. Like I had a few different people who would just like any given day might knock on my sliding glass door and I'd be like, thank God.
Okay,
somebody's
so
here.
Let's get him some more friends so he's not just
TAC, is it that simple to just get more friends?
Why does it have to be the club?
That's
why
hard.
Can't they go to a movie or why can't they go get a steak sandwich?
Because there's no girls
or
at
like
the movie.
have a game night at home just so you still get that social interaction. Like it doesn't always need to be the club.
Right.
But Aaron,
so that's what it's starting to be and I don't know.
What's the best way to get over somebody?
That's false.
That is not false.
Is false.
You
from experience.
You have
that's
trophies
false.
And statues made.
And how
to
am
you
I
being
doing?
From experience, it always seemed like it would have worked.
Karen, I mean, we get it. I'm just kind of trying to.
You're right.
Play straw man. It's like he is not.
He's got
he
a good
is
friend.
Being a better friend than a husband right now. But
yeah, right.
You
right.
don't. Don't take this wrong. You don't need a great husband as bad as Dave needs a great friend.
Ugh. Okay, so how long does
I don't
this
know.
Go on?
I don't. I think
am
it's probably,
I overreacting?
No. I don't. Don't get me wrong. I don't think you're wrong. Wrong. I think we got to find a way to set up boundaries. Your husband should have done it, but he hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And how do we determine when he's milking it, if he's milking it, and when if it stops being genuine and it stops and it's like they're just running around and, you know, hey, free night out.
Because they could just go to a dive bar. But sound like when you say the word club and you're saying it more than once, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't dragging my friends. I'm
part
not, like,
of me
dragging...
wants to take Karen out and let's go see if we run into them.
Oh, that is a terrible idea.
I told you. The best way to get over someone is not getting under.
Yes, it is. Hang on, Karen. We're going to get you some advice and maybe, just maybe, get your husband back. So hang on.
I was like against the husband thing and he's just using this as an excuse until you said the friend thing, because that hit me really hard. I don't have friends and he's got a they're tight.
And you've not been through divorce. I want you to stop for 1 second because it's never going to happen to you. I honestly don't.
Mm-hmm.
But who's your best friend? Every time I've asked you this, you've said the same thing.
Raj.
No.
My wife. My wife. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, my wife.
Bro, if you guys got divorced.
Yeah. I don't.
Do you realize when you're not here, who are you with?
My wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all the time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Would he be around us all the time?
It would be.
Would we have to share him?
It's harder even when you hate them because you're going through a divorce. It sucks.
Yeah,
you still miss them at some
you
level.
Miss
there's a
something.
Miss. Yeah,
like you don't miss them because you're like you're such a bee that you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're just in. Especially for me, I've stayed in the house. I'm still in the house,
and
it's like.
All the memories.
You're just bouncing off walls. And then it used to have three extra people in the house. And now it's one dude for 1 week at a time. And you're just like, bing, bong, boing, bong, bing, bong, boing. It's not great.
Yeah.
So and now, you want your friends. And you want to get out of the house. So it's like a double-edged sword. But it's also, bro, you are married. And you, like, how many times do you think you can go to a club before you're the next divorced guy?
Yeah.
It's not a great plan.
And start... like ignoring your responsibilities at home I'm torn.
I was against
the guy and now I'm torn. I'm genuine because I don't know.
Take her out.
When how long do we let? She said it's been, I don't know, a month or a couple months. Like that's still, like you're saying, I'm sure it's real fresh. The divorce.
And grieving doesn't. And then you have a bad day with the divorce attorneys and you want your friend to take you out. You want to go out and you're like,
yeah.
Karen needs help. Her husband is MIA because he's got a divorced buddy going through the tough times. She needs to know how to set up some boundaries. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Karen. Basically...
her husband is being a really good friend, but he's dropping the ball on the husband part.
I struggle with this so hard. Okay, so just to give you the backstory, because we're going to read some of your texts and stuff here, but basically her husband's friend's going through divorce and her husband is the guy who's there for him. And while everyone was ready to crucify this guy, because you got to be a husband first, do you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah, because his divorced buddy's living the divorced life. He's going out to clubs and bars and stuff, hanging out. And then her husband's like, I'll join you. Yep.
So, but if
sounds
this
good,
was you.
Count me in.
We have to suspend our disbelief here and pretend that you have friends.
Yeah.
But like I do think this, and I don't know what the texters have said. I know you guys are going to read some of them, but I think the boundary should be set that, like, hey, you can't go to clubs, maybe. But as far as spending time with him, like, my friends took me in.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Like, I was just at their houses all the time, or they were at my house all the time. And I'm talking about my friend Ben, who owns the restaurant. He's married, but he was at my house all the time.
So I think at your house is fine, because it sounds like... the buddy Dave.
But I had hookers over at the house too. I'm just kidding. I get it. But like, who? Like, he's still. If the problem is he's not being a husband, neither was he. Like, what difference does it make if you're not being a husband at my house or not being a husband at the club?
Mm.
What's the difference?
Well, didn't you have multiple friends step up for you? So it's not like he was on duty all the time, right?
No,
he was
right,
on call.
This guy,
they all took a night and. We didn't get any calls. But.
Do you think that they... I don't want to get down into the weeds on the patheticness that was me during my divorce, but like, do you think they communicated with each other and were like, you go tonight? I'm just like, I'm so tired.
I'll take him on Tuesday.
Do you think they did that?
No.
No, no. You're, not you for did? You, boss.
Let me just delete these texts right now.
So what are people saying? Like, no, what is, but what
someone,
is the right answer?
Someone just said, old saying, if you hang out in a barbershop, eventually you're getting a haircut. Clubs and married people don't go together.
Ooh, I haven't, that's an old saying. I've never heard of it either. But I like it a lot. It makes sense.
Can I poke holes in that?
Yeah.
Is everybody, I know this is radio, but like I'm about to take my hat off.
But you still shave your head.
I can hang out in the barbershop. I mean, that's.
Well, and to be fair, I hang out in clubs a lot too.
Because
I'm working. DJ. I'm DJing.
You're not hanging out with your friends there.
That's true.
I can honestly tell you, I did a Friday night gig every moment, like every Friday for like 2 or 3 years of my marriage and never got a haircut.
Your wife was your priority. Yes, you had work.
She wasn't, not during those 3 or 4 hours. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't.
Yes, but you were making the money to bring back to her. Like, that's what I view it as. It's like, I'm there at work to make money for my family. Like, so they are still the priority.
Okay.
In that way. But one person said, I wanted to ask you, they said that Karen should go and check in with the divorced friend, like go with the husband to hang out kind of together, see what's going on. But I want to ask you, when you were going through it,
no,
you wouldn't want to see a happy couple there talking about
I don't
want to
make this all about me. No, it is kind of weird, but like, like my buddy Mark would come hang out with me, or my buddy Chad. Mark is happily married to Alice. Chad is happily married to Stacy. But like, I remember going to Chad and Stacy's house one time and I was just engulfed in the happiness of their marriage.
It's a good one.
Just so mad at my marriage not being together anymore.
Well, what if Stacy would have reached out to you separately and said, hey, let's, you and me, one-on-one. That way she could get an idea of where you're at. That way she could figure out if you're lying.
No, I don't think.
Yeah. How do you pair them off separately? Yeah. That's what
I don't know.
Prisoner's dilemma.
I think the worst thing in the world for me going through my divorce would have been to spend time with you and AHAC. Because like, your marriage is so sickeningly Hallmark movie amounts of perfect.
Aw. Thank you.
That's not a compliment.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Does anybody want to be in the Mile High Club?
I do.
Are you in it?
No.
No. Are jobs dependent on it?
No, I just don't understand it. I consider myself a little bit adventurous when it comes to relations, but I don't understand that.
I would, but I like don't want it to be on a commercial flight. Like I give me a private jet.
You want to be on a PJ?
Yeah.
Because the only place, I mean, unless you have one of those like pod things, if you're just a commercial regular flight, it's the bathroom, and that's
doesn't have to be.
It does.
You can be in the seat.
Don't subject your seatmate to
anything. No, but if there's, well, hopefully your seatmate is who you're having.
Well, there's three seats.
Okay,
and then
sometimes, yeah, but like. But if you're like the people I know who've done the Mile High Club thing, it's been a not so packed flight, probably international, because then it's overnight, so they turn the lights off.
Okay.
And they hand out blankets.
But still, how do you get by with that?
Because then the flight attendants are barely checking on you in the middle of the night.
But if
you
are,
kind of stay under. And you're just kind of like,
don't take the blanket. Now that I'm hearing this, that's what I'm saying.
That's why I don't ever take the blanket. Because the friends I've known have used the blanket. And you're just like, you don't want that blanket.
No.
You don't.
Really not the bathroom? Because I have a friend who joined the club. It was in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How do you walk out casual?
Exactly.
I don't know. It was when our high school choir went to Rome. So it was an international trip.
Okay. So they are, like I said, the flight attendants are less attentive.
But there were chaperones, there were teachers, there was like, it was a whole school event, and they still somehow.
Yeah, but if she goes up to the bathroom first and chooses the one on the right, then it still shows like the one on the left is unoccupied. So then he goes up a couple minutes later and goes, and then deeks into the one on the right. Like nobody's keeping track.
But then you're in a airplane bathroom.
And they're small.
They are. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of room. But if like, have you seen the toilet paper thing?
What do you mean?
There's like a new thing that people are doing. Oh my God. I just wanted to talk about this other Mile High thing that's available. But like you go in to the bathroom and you leave the seat up because they say put the seat down and then hit flush, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You leave the seat up, you put a tissue or a piece of toilet paper on the floor and then you hit flush and it will go It'll suck the toilet paper
from
off the floor.
From the floor?
Yes.
What?
That's why they tell you to close the thing. Because it's, you've heard what it sounds like. It's like.
Yeah, it's very, it's strong.
Yes. So you, it will like, so you shoot a video.
Hold
I'm
on.
Not suggesting you do this, but like, go to TikTok, weirdo. You like, go look for toilet paper, bathroom, suck up. It, like, because a person who's one of the people who's doing it.
I'm not going to be searching that.
No, but just like, she's just sitting there and she's like, has the mirror and like, looks at herself and then looks at the thing and then hits the button. It's like, it's just gone. And it's not like, it's like pulling the tablecloth out from underneath all the dishes. It's just like.
Just, oh, wow. It makes me feel better. I always check my pockets and stuff before I flush because I'm like, there's like make sure my phone didn't fall in or something because there's no getting it back once it gets.
You're right. Because it is gone.
Whatever though. Sound.
So the reason I brought up the Mile High Club, there is a company, a balloon company.
A hot air balloon company.
Yeah. So they take you up like 3,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
They will take you 5,280 feet if you want to be in the Mile High Club. But
okay.
But they have like a thing, like the canopy holds like 10 people and the pilot is supposedly kind of behind a screen. And for like $1,400, you and somebody else can go up.
Yeah.
And they know you're doing, it's not like you have to do
you
the thing
you
have to do on
it.
A flight.
Yeah.
They're like, get after it. Like get it done in the balloon basket.
I don't understand.
But why not? If it's something you want to check off your list.
But is that really checking it off? Like that's, yes, you're technically a mile high, but that's not the traditional.
But it depends
on
when
you go back in the record books, people have joined the Mile High Club before. They had to do it the old fashioned way.
What's the difference? I mean, is the whole point of the Mile High Club like breaking a rule? Is that the point?
I thought it was more sneaky. Because like being up in the air a mile, that doesn't, does that change anything?
For how things work?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought it was just...
I haven't been in it.
Okay. Well, have you done anything in a mile high?
No.
Oh. Nothing?
No.
Oh.
It seems like you want the thrill of it. And if they're like, get after it. And then there's just some guy reading a book while you're.
Well, he's
like,
not. You can't see him. I don't think you can see him.
But you know he's there, right? It's like,
yeah. That would. Yeah. Exactly. So I couldn't, if I know that there's one dude there, I couldn't with a whole plane of people.
So you'd be mad that the guy's behind the screen.
Not mad, but I'd.
He's got his ear up to the screen too. He's not.
No, like, they said he wears like headphones and the whole thing.
Yeah, earmuffs.
Yeah, he wears. Okay.
What it says.
Okay, but here's the cool part. $1,400, two people. Every additional person you want to bring is only like $159.
Okay. Mm.
So the question, Aaron, is how much are you spending? $1,400, $1,559?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I almost got in a fight at the bar because of this.
Okay.
I'm not even joking.
Just relax.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yesterday, there was some sort of thing on TV. I missed it. I went and saw...
You stayed true to what you said you were going to do.
I legitimate did.
I'm impressed.
I said really. I wasn't going to watch the Super Bowl, and until I got enough texts confirming that it was safe. Because if the Chiefs won, I just want to say this. If the Chiefs had won yesterday, I would have made this promise to you. I won't watch football next year.
Like at all?
At all.
Really?
Because it's just, woof, hard to not curse right there. It's crap. Like... The Chiefs finally had to play for real, and mm-hmm. they got smoked.
Yeah.
And, I mean, because they couldn't, if the refs did what they did all season long, the Chiefs would not have been beat. But they had to play it fair, and they got smoked.
Mm-hmm.
So, you think the refs make that big of a difference? Because they got blown
100%
out.
100% T-Hack.
Like, I think the refs could maybe swing a play, a touchdown, a field goal
Do
here and there.
Do you understand?
But they got blown out. So you're saying if the refs were on their side, they would have won by 30 instead of losing by...
No.
It was over 30, wasn't it?
The
like, they got killed.
No, well, they eventually let them back into it because Philly put in their scrubs at the end. But, like, just so everybody got some playing time in the mm-hmm. Super Bowl. But, like, every game that KC won this year mm-hmm. was, like, 25-22, 24-21. Like, they were close. That's a game a ref can sway.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, the Broncos, you know, they blocked a kick at the end. Broncos were going to go up. Like, they were going to, and then they blocked a kick. But, like, there were times where, like, they're third and whatever. Kansas City tries. Somebody touches Patrick's head, and they immediately give him a new first down, and that's how they go down and score the winning touchdown. It's happened.
I learned this playing basketball, whereas it doesn't matter if it is a foul or isn't a foul. If it looks like a foul to the ref, they have the right to call it. So don't put yourself in a position where it looks like you're fouling somebody. So don't touch him. If 100%. You know they're going to call it, then don't touch him.
But they just got to call both sides the same, and they don't. Like, they've
but you know ahead of time they're not doing that, so don't touch him. Don't get close to him. Just like the face mask. Did you see the face mask in the very beginning of the game?
I did
penalty
not.
Penalty or whatever?
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know about that. It's like, he did grab his face mask. I'm not a football guy. He touched his face mask. He moved him. He affected him from making the play. Like, don't do that if you don't want to put the ref in a position to make a call.
Okay, so we were not going to talk about football right here. All I was trying to say is I did not watch the game until the very end, but Aaron came in hot. And just as the song was fading, Tiak was saying something. What did you say? Like,
I didn't see. I saw Taylor Swift one time, I think. The whole thing.
By the time I turned it on, there was only 9 minutes left in the game. And Philly had a commanding league lead. Obviously, at that point, there was no reason in those final nine minutes to show Taylor lamenting her boyfriend getting smoked.
Yeah, and then that would also play into the, like, Chiefs are favored, because it's like, even as Philly is winning,
right,
we still have to show KC. And yeah, I get it. But okay. I barely saw it. I'm always surprised.
She wasn't on screen.
No, she was in the very beginning when Tom Cruise was doing his, like,
I hated that.
The opening thing.
That was so dumb. I'm so sick of him.
The monologue.
Why?
God, I enough of him. The Olympics, the Super Bowl, like, go away.
He's kind of like LL Cool J. He just started hosting everything.
Yeah.
Now Tom Cruise is like, I'll just open everything. Yeah. I'll just do the opening monologue for...
Really?
Yeah. And it went on for what felt like forever.
He
was saying nothing.
I went back and, like, watched a lot of the commercials on YouTube and stuff, but I did not watch Tom Cruise. There was a few things that you guys were talking about that I didn't get to see. I didn't get to see Samuel L. I didn't get to see any of the Kendrick, whatever. Let's get to why you almost got in a fight.
Yeah. So I originally said I was going to go downtown. I was going to watch the game. I know we were like, do we do some team bonding? No, didn't happen. But I went to a bar up north instead and watched it.
You came up to my hood?
No, it was like Highway 36 and Pecos.
Oh my God. You were at that crappy little, was my
hood. The Ugly Dog. We went to the Ugly Dog.
Yeah,
great.
That's right there tucked in next to 30.
It was so nice.
And there's like a Great Scott's Eatery right next to it. I lived right there, Aaron.
Did you really?
Yeah, I lived at 85th and Pecos. That's where my car got stolen.
Oh. It used to just be called the Dog, and then Slacker went there.
I changed the vibe. Oh my God, why would you go there? What are you doing?
It was so much fun. Had a blast. And
who do
we,
you know at 85th? Like,
it was a group of us. But
and you
so
chose...
We, okay. Yeah, so we sat, there were TVs everywhere, it's a sports bar.
Yeah.
And so we were like in front.
Okay.
And as T-Hack said, Taylor Swift was not shown at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like once at the very beginning, and then once, I think it was right before Kendrick, like right before halftime. And
this is upsetting to you?
Because the whole bar started booing. So I stood up and faced everyone and I said, they have not showed her. Stop booing. What, like, enough. You cannot hate someone for existing. That's so dumb.
I agree, because I'm not a football guy. Wow. I've always been surprised. Whenever I do watch a game, it's like, oh, they barely showed her. Why is everyone always talking about them showing her all the time? They barely showed her.
Okay.
My friends like pulled me down. I literally stood up.
Because you were schmammered then.
I wasn't.
Aaron, that's not like you. You
it
were
is.
Schmammered.
I was
what
not.
What did you have?
She's got that dog in her. Ugly
dog. Ugly
dog.
What? Like, you're not Taylor's friend.
No, but I stick up for people who don't deserve to be hated like that. I don't care who you are. If you're the most famous person on the planet or just
Taylor
someone on the street.
She's okay.
You cannot hate someone for existing. You
Watch
cannot.
This. Yes, again.
Are you okay with it?
No, I don't hate Taylor. And I do think it's stupid because like, auditors of television time or whatever. Like, my son was one of those people, give us all that dude, it's all Taylor. And it's like, the auditors come out and go, she was on screen 90 seconds out of 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, there's something about, I don't know. It just rubs football people wrong a little bit. Cause like,
which I do understand that. But at the same time, isn't there some sort of stat of like Taylor got a certain amount of money? I think it was like over $1 million back to the NFL, or like an additional something. Like,
she
didn't she bring in
new
a lot?
Fans that like Kansas
City. She brought
City's
in a
fans.
Lot. I don't yes, know if it was money sure. or fans, whatever.
Because it was just, there was just a lot of people going, Travis Kelce would not be famous without him dating her. And it's like, he's a first round Hall of Fame mm-hmm. tight end.
For sure.
He's like,
he proved it last night.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of bed wedding going on at the Super Bowl.
Okay, but like, do you feel bad for him at all?
I do, because when he was leaving the stadium, he was in like this sparkly outfit, and it's like, oh, he didn't plan a backup outfit.
He
wore that thinking he was going to win.
All right, so if you were at Ugly Dog Bar yesterday, and some redhead bee jumped
I'm
up.
I'm not sorry.
Her name is Erin.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, we're still talking about the Super Bowl. Are we allowed to say it like that? Yeah,
I think so.
The okay. big game.
The big game.
The biggest.
So, Erin is a champion for Swifties. We just got, Taylor just called.
I'm not
off air.
A champion for them. I'm a champion for being a good person. That's all.
No, you're not.
You can still be a good
you
person
stood
and be a,
up on a bar stool.
I know. I was just on the ground. I was just on the ground, not in the air. Yeah.
No you said your friends were trying to drag you down.
Yeah, just to sit back down.
There's no way you caused any commotion just you standing up, all 4 foot nothing of you.
I'm 5'2". Thank okay. you very much.
That's what I'm saying. That's just 4'14".
But I was right
is
in
all
the front.
That is.
So.
Okay. So the other thing you have to talk about, it's a prerequisite, and I'm sure our morning show talked about it a bunch already, but we have to talk about the commercials a little bit.
Yeah.
Like like that's the only thing I know about. I went through and watched what they called the top 15.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Really?
I didn't think it, like,
a lot
what was
of body,
good? What
a lot
was
of body
good?
Parts this year, I would say.
There were a lot of
what?
Body
so much
parts.
Stuff flying around the room.
I know.
Like,
I always think that, do the brands ever, they need to have some sort of meeting about, like, what are you guys doing? It's like
we're
going to
do
like,
eyebrows.
What dress are you wearing? So I don't wear the same one.
Right.
Like, what theme are you going with? You're going to do the flying eyebrows? Well, we're doing the flying mustache.
Which was,
should
neither
we combine,
were good.
Or should we, yeah, I don't, yeah.
Like, were either of those things any good?
They I don't
put,
even remember
they
what they were
Eugene
for.
Eugene Levy's eyebrows on a baby, and then they put like somebody else's mustache on a baby.
It was when the Pringles guy? The
yeah,
Pringles
no,
mustache?
Everybody's mustache
yeah,
got
James
ripped
Harden's
off. James
was
Harden's
gone
mustache
and all that,
got
yeah.
ripped off. Like Coach Reed's mustache got ripped off.
Oh, yeah.
People with say, the dude from Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's always
Ron
got the
Swanson.
Just serious face.
Yeah.
Like, his mustache got ripped off because yeah. he had James
flew,
Harden's at the end, and they all flew.
Away. Yeah,
because to go get more cans of Pringles for this party. Okay, so yeah. tell me a good ad. Like I don't. There was
I
not
liked
a,
the Google Gemini one. I think it was for Gemini.
Okay, I missed that one. It was not listed in the top 15 of the
no
ones
way.
I watched.
Oh, that one like made me a little teary eyed. It was really cute. Like, it was like a dad getting ready for like a new interview or something. And he's going over his previous job descriptions.
Okay.
But it's mm-hmm. him being a dad. And
yeah.
But the phrasing of it is like lying on a resume, but it's really cute.
Yeah. I worked with a small team, late hours. Like, yeah, I like that one a lot too.
It was
and at
really
the very
cute.
End, he's giving the hug to like the teenage daughter. And then right when he hugs her, she turns back into the little tiny girl.
Yeah.
In that moment alone. Yeah.
Pandering AF.
Yeah. And it hit me. I mean, okay. That's what I want. I want to.
Did you see the Jeep one with Harrison Ford that droned on forever? It was like a 2 or 3 minute commercial.
So.
It was like him narrating, like make choose your own path, and he goes.
I remember
out,
okay. seeing yeah. Harrison, but I don't remember anything.
It was
else.
Not good.
Okay.
The Nike one I liked.
Yeah.
You can't win, so just win.
Yeah,
like
okay.
that's
a good
cool
definitely
slogan.
Didn't see that one. Did not make the top 15 of like whatever.
It should have.
Really?
That what? List is a lie. Did T-Hack make the list?
Which one? Which one?
The list. It's a lie. T-Hack made it, right?
Oh, yeah, like, it's oh, sorry. I was, no.
The ranking?
It's
the,
coming in at number
controversial
one.
Controversial ranking.
It's the pregame show.
God.
The what was one of them on there? The weird, when I watched this one, it was, other than the weird tongue flying around,
oh,
which was.
For Coffee Mate.
Coffee Mate, yeah. I don't know what you were trying to do.
No.
What were you trying to do?
I hated it
What did
so
you think
much.
You were going to do? Like, you get cold foam on your lip and you got to go, but you don't need Shania Twain tongue Like,
it was so much.
Just going around licking things.
You'd think I would like it. Like, if you're just describing that to me, I was like, I'm interested.
But then inside a head is not good.
I know.
It's like a giant, weird, wet worm.
I was mad at the circle one, too, with Adam Devine, the guy from Workaholics. Did you see that one? The circle water, C-I-R-K-U-L.
No.
Where they're, he accidentally ordered 1,000 circle water things, and they're like, they sent him to the wrong address, and they're like, seriously, check your front porch. It might be outside, which I thought was a cool idea. And I had that second one. I'm like, I'm going to go check. Maybe there's a package for me. And then I was like, I'm not doing it. You're not getting me. I'm staying right here. I don't care if you put it on my porch.
You're sitting there eating little Smokies. You got a crock pot laying on your stomach. Yeah.
I don't know. Who needs water?
What about the Bud Light one?
I don't think I saw it.
Oh, my God. Shane Gillis and Post. And then Peyton Manning's in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I did see it.
That was probably one of the more fun ones.
They showed, they really had that cooler there somewhere. Did you see?
Peyton, at the very end of the game, was driving through with this big, long cooler.
Like, he was showing it. Yeah, they showed a little clip. All right. Mm-hmm. It was okay. It was cute-ish.
The tubi, whatever.
Tubi was weird, yeah.
The skin hats.
Oh, God.
I thought Aaron would like it because some of them had Harry Potter hats.
Yeah, no, I hated it.
Yeah, those two guys were D-bags.
That's so
creepy.
Can we
even say that on the radio?
Skin hats?
Yeah, it seems so.
Well, we just did. Okay. The number one commercial, according to them, do you guys know what it is?
No. What? I don't remember any others.
Sloth.
Oh, yeah.
The Mondays, how everybody's slow.
It did get a chuckle out of me, like an out loud chuckle.
Because then, like, at the very end, you realize it's a beer commercial.
Yeah.
Mm. And then the guy comes in and throws the sloth a beer, and he's slowly raising his hand.
And just misses it. Yeah.
It slams in the background. So that was, like, the best commercial.
Okay. Huh. Yeah.
There was a Bill Murray one. I don't know what it was
for.
Oh,
that's right. It's
But
it's
it was,
like,
it put up, he held up an email.
It says Bill himself at
Yahoo. Oh, it was for Yahoo. And so I emailed it.
And what happened?
I got an email back from Bill Murray.
Shut up.
And I have
emailed it?
Yeah, of course.
He sat on his couch when there was a circle water bottle sitting on his porch. Yeah,
like, I didn't have to get up.
You're not making me move.
What did you get?
It's like a picture of a dog. More like there's a lot of writing. A video from Bill Murray. He's in the hospital. I haven't watched it yet. And it says email me back with your best guess. And I don't know. I haven't responded. Sorry, Bill.
All right. Well, text us at 303-222-5423. What's your favorite commercial? And did you get up and get a circle water bottle?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got one of those pro tips for criminals.
Mm.
If you're committing a crime, if you're committing a crime.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're committing a crime. Just map out your directions before you get going. It's kind of the...
I have a story about a
committing!
Guy who
committing.
Ended up in the doghouse.
Oh, sorry.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida!
Let's go!
There was a 29-year-old man. He did like most 29-year-old men, and he entered an advanced auto parts store.
Oh.
He went in there.
Okay.
It started to get a little weird, though, because he started barking like a dog just over and over repeatedly. He spent more than an hour inside this advanced auto parts store.
They let him bark?
Barking like a dog.
Well, they thought he would like lose his voice. He would stop.
Okay.
No one offered him a treat or anything, but they did call the cops. The cops arrived and kind of went up to him going, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing?" He goes,
"Do you know how to get home?"
Yeah. My favorite part.
Where's your owner?
Who's a good boy?
Is this man said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was bothering anybody."
What?
By barking like a dog. They said, "Well, let's just go outside. Let's get you outside." They found lots of methamphetamine in his vehicle. Yes. So the cops, I don't know.
Come in.
The cops really have a bone to pick with him. Is where I was trying to get at.
So this whole thing was a build up for a bone joke?
Yeah. Yeah, I just made up the story.
Perfect. My story, much like TX's story, comes from Missouri.
Missouri.
Officers were conducting a canine training.
Ah, maybe my guy was there.
Yeah.
I just graduated.
Officers were conducting a canine training in the area when a couple of fellers rolled up on him and asked for directions on how to get to the beach.
They're not the first people to ask that. Snooki asked that.
How to get to the beach?
Where's the beach?
Okay, got it. Do you know where the nearest beach is in Missouri?
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Not super close.
Just kind of that way, I guess.
Pretty much any direction, just not here. Yeah. That caused the officers to be a little suspicious of the directionless fellows. And the canine training dogs were also very suspicious. And pretty much what do? They point, they say...
They alert somehow.
They alert.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, they alerted on the fellers because the guys had 2 grams of the methamphetamine in their vehicle.
They went to see the wrong dogs.
Yes.
He was looking for T-Hacks.
Where's that auto parts store, man?
There you go.
Well, good on the dogs. They were listening. They were paying attention during their training.
If you're committing a crime, don't ask for directions. And if you're asking for directions, don't ask...
The police.
Yeah,
with the
dogs. Canine dogs.
Right, yeah.
That seemed redundant.
Oh, canine dogs. You're right. I have a bone to pick with you too. Funnier when I did it.
Okay.
Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.